Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me for the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Yesterday, I began a message I've simply entitled Experiencing Jesus. There's nothing more important that we can do as a child of God than to be aware and sensitive to the very indwelling presence of God within us. He's given us the Holy Spirit when we gave our hearts to the Lord. The Holy Spirit dwells within our spirit, and He's our counselor. He's our comforter. He gives great wisdom and knowledge as we seek Him. Remember, James said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. He doesn't make us feel bad. He doesn't condemn us when we don't understand and ask for wisdom or how we should proceed or what we should do, because He's a loving Father. And so, as yesterday on the message, I shared a few verses from Hebrews 9, and in those verses 24 through 28, there are three appearings of Jesus, past, present, and future. The past, of course, is when He was born as a babe in Bethlehem and lived out his earthly life and fulfilled His last 3 years of ministry, suffered and died on the cross, and ascended to heaven. The present appearing is He is now in the presence of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. And that is his present ministry. And then the third appearing mentioned in these verses covers His future appearing. It says, He shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And it will be our full salvation. He will be returning to get His people, and He will physically return to this earth to set up His kingdom at the end of the tribulation, praise God. And so there is a threefold deliverance provided by the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. He forsook the glory of heaven, and He came to this earth to submit Himself to God's eternal plan of salvation and redemption. He took upon Himself the form of a man. He was just like us in every way, except without sin. He became the Son of Man. That was a very frequent reference of how He referred to Himself, the Son of Man, because God had given to the first man, Adam, our original father, if you will, in the beginning of creation, a command. And He gave them not only a command, Adam and Eve, but the privilege and the authority to have dominion, rulership, and authority over all of God's creation. And although God knew He had prepared a plan. The first man, Adam and Eve, they had a choice. They willfully disobeyed, and purposely, the distinct message of God, which was you can eat of all the trees of the garden, but don't eat of the one of the knowledge of good and evil. And so they were tempted of Satan, and they did, willfully disobeying God, and brought the human race under the yoke of bondage and all the resultant fruits of that bondage: sickness, disease, sorrow, heartache, alienation from God, and not only spiritual death, but eventually physical death. He said, the day you eat of that, you will surely die. Well, they died in their spiritual relationship with God, but eventually they also did physically die, although at that period of Earth's history, they lived very lengthy lives. the creation, of course, was different at that point in time before the flood of Noah. And of course, it was not God's intention for Adam to be a servant. That wasn't his plan. We're the very children of God. He's created us for dominion. He's created us to rule. Adam was given power and authority over everything, everything God has created. Remember, David said, "What is man is that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor, and settest him over all the work of thine hands." David expressed in the beautiful words of that psalm, he was overwhelmed with the fact that God would do something like that. And so we can praise God for the redemptive work wrought through our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that redemptive work and his vicarious bloodletting at Calvary, every human being has the opportunity, the invitation, to come to God and receive the forgiveness of their sin, because we're all under sin. That sin, that evil nature has been passed down to us because we're spiritually dead. And it's only through accepting the Lord Jesus Christ that we become spiritually alive. And that's just the beginning of this glorious journey. And what is the final, ultimate reward? Well, it's eternal life with God and with Christ, where there'll be no pain, no sorrow, no separation, and the glories of eternal relationship with our loving God. And so, beloved, the work of the Holy Spirit in the church always has been and is currently to bring us together in one accord. You remember, I'm not going to take the time to turn, but that great high priestly prayer that is recorded in the Gospel of John, he said, "Father, I pray that they may be one, even as we are one, I in me and thou in me, that they may be one in us." That's his desire, because you know what? That is what heaven is like. There's no disunity in heaven. No, there's perfect love, perfect peace, perfect joy, perfect everything. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard. Listen to this, beloved, the things God has prepared for those who love him. There are a few souls over the centuries God has taken to heaven, some through death, and then he sends them back, raises them up, or I have known people who actually have gone up to heaven. They visited the Lord, they weren't sick, and he brought them back. There was a purpose for them to be able to share little bits and pieces of what heaven is like. In fact, I can't recall the authors now, but God has also done that, taken some of his people to hell so they could warn when they returned what the horrors of hell was like. People think it's just some, religious symbolism, but it's a very real place. Both places are very, very real. The presence of God and in the presence of his arch enemy. And that is a place you don't want to be. It is horrible and unimaginable beyond words. And so, beloved, God, in his mercy and his long suffering, is giving mankind an opportunity to choose him. Thank God that anyone who is able, they can come to the Lord, they can receive the forgiveness of their sins and pass from under that death sentence of spiritual death forever, and they can experience the glorious reward of eternal life with our God. And so the work of the Holy Spirit, as I said, is to bring us into one accord. And this perfect harmony of being in one mind, one accord, and one concerted effort as the body of Christ to obey the Lord, his direction of the Holy Spirit, his will in this hour, that will break the attacks of Satan against the church of the living Christ. as we come in one accord, in the love of Christ, in the peace of the Lord. This is the fruit of the Spirit. It's the character of Jesus. And as people willingly and joyfully and with praise and with sacrifice and obedience to God, keep the work of the Lord going forth, not only in terms of established ministries, but also in terms of their own life, where we, every one of us, are able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. And you might feel, well, you know, Sister Judith, I haven't gone to Bible school. I don't have much training. I don't feel very qualified. You have a testimony of what Jesus has done in your life. And beloved, as you speak from your heart, those are the words that someone, as God, as you listen to the Lord, that someone needs to hear. And I mean, I know when I was walking 10 years in the world, there were two people that ministered to me in all that time, but I never forgot the effect and the memory of what they did. And one, if you've listened to the length of time I've shared, all she did, I was living in Ann Arbor near the University of Michigan, and it was a kind of like a rooming house, different, you know, like three different gals in this large house not far from campus. And all she ever did was send, she never witnessed, but she sent me a Christmas card, and all it said was, "The King is coming." And I can't tell you how that impacted me. I didn't even know what that really meant, but it registered in my spirit. And so, beloved, the smallest thing you can do sometimes will make an eternal change. It'll be something that is remembered. As I remembered that simple little act, this guy, I can't even remember her name, but she did that. And I never forgot the effect it had on me. And at that point, I wasn't far. I was searching for truth, and I found Jesus shortly thereafter. So we need to be open to what God would have us to do as His ministers. And that's what each one of you are. That's what the Word calls you, able ministers of the new covenant. Well, beloved, we haven't gotten very far in the message, but I do invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on. I pray for you and am asking God to raise you up, that you can experience Jesus in such a powerful way. It's just going to flow out of you. You can't help yourself. How does that sound? That'll take away all shyness and stuttering and feelings of inability. Amen. He can take. When we are weak, then He is strong. I love you, beloved. And until tomorrow, I'll see you at the same time. May God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.